What up? We're back. 4 years later. Nigga, what's happening?
What's good,
Ray.
B?
What do you say? Ray, man. What's going with you?
Man, has it really been 4 years, man? That's just, I don't know, man. That's wild. You know, I got a couple of grays in my beard now. You know what I'm saying? I used to have a speech impediment. Now I don't stutter anymore. I'm telling you, man, times have changed. You know what I'm saying? I've got some extra jewelry on my hands, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my nigga, congratulations.
I appreciate that. And, you know, man, we back at it, you know. I've seen a couple of duplicates out there, you know, in the last 4 years, but we're the original, you know what I'm saying? Take your flair.
For sure.
Back at it, man. Jay, what's good, man? It's been
You know, we had to take a break, man, because I felt bad going so hard when Obama was in office. So now that we got Trump, niggas is back.
Nigga, now we got a reason.
Well, now we got a reason. You know, I got a baby now. She's almost three. You know, I'm working on my golf swing. I'm drinking a lot more beer.
Hold up. Right. So, Jay took me out for my birthday to the driving range. This nigga's swing was worse than Chuck.
You heard Ray Shrimmer? I had a swing at first.
Nigga. I was like, hold up. But I was going to give it to my boy. By the time we left, he was out there killing him, tying the wood stuff.
I'm out here now. I'm going alone. So you think he gave me some golf shoes? I still didn't wear them yet.
I gave him my extra golf shoes. I got my extra pair of golf clubs. My parents bring them up here. It's all you, dog.
Yeah, nigga, I'm still in them Bordeaux sevens out there. All the way to the play. Yo, nigga, your golf gear is fly.
I ain't seen my golf shoes like that. Anyway, so yeah, Jay's getting married, got a baby. That's what's up. Myself, I was out in Cali. Couldn't handle it anymore, so I had to come back to Chicago. I got two kids now. It's crazy.
Hell yeah, man. It's still flagrant.
I know, man.
Still flagrant. It's ridiculous. I'm getting trouble at the daycare. Your son is calling people bitches and talking crazy. Like, I'm sorry. He gets this from his mom. Hold on. I didn't tell y'all about this. Let me tell you. So this is a little boy. His name is Chase. He's always messing with my son. And he's like, leave me alone. And so finally he was like, shit, Chase, I said leave me alone. Oh, man. Why did I come and pick him up and start dying laughing? And he's like, you're part of the problem.
Nigga. That's my little nigga right there.
Exactly, man. You know what I'm saying? Bullying. So what's bullying in your stitches, man? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I tell you what, man, we might as well just change our name to the flagrant husband. You know what I'm saying? 100%.
The flagrant husband.
The flagrant daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. change the name. We got that back again, the Flagrant Dad Podcast.
That's like the Oklahoma Thunder.
Right.
It's like, oh man, Jay's gonna jump on. Yeah, so little girl cuss out somebody at daycare at school today. I was like, man, dang, nobody but her mama.
Wait, right? She gets that from all of her. I'm nice. I love all humans of all colors.
Sorry, right. Every podcast was like a daddy story, man. Straight up.
Wait. Speaking of dad shit, before we get to sports, have y'all seen the dad jokes videos on Facebook?
Yes, I have. I don't think they're that funny.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? Those are the funniest shits right on Facebook. But hey, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, talk about, you heard about the guy driving with no legs? I bet he was boring. But what about these? Yo, what you guys think about these moves in the NBA offseason?
Oh man! So
where do you start with that?
I think we got to start with the biggest move that I didn't see coming was Melo to the Thunder. I thought he had one place in mind. especially because he had that no trade clause. I thought he was going to the Rockets or he wasn't going anywhere. So that blew my mind.
That's interesting.
And now this nigga try to get some people to come over or should have went somewhere in the East because the West is stacked.
Does he have a year left?
Yep.
He has 1 year.
Okay, so you thought he was going to go to Houston or just stay put and just go wherever?
Man, at first, I thought, because, like, his two teams that he had on his list were Houston and the Cavs. And then, basically, the Knicks told him, like, man, we can't make any deals happen. So he kind of expanded his list to add the Thunder just because of Westbrook and Paul George, man. But I don't know how that's going to work, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Melo, I guess, is going to be playing the four spot, which is going to be you know, does Melo really play defense in the post like that? You know, does he get rebounds like that? I don't know.
I've seen him in the Olympics go hard in the post. Like, I feel like he's better at defense maybe in the post than on the perimeter for sure. Maybe because, you know, he's big and then you got niggas like, I seen a lot of tits on power, you know, they throwing shit on it.
Oh, man. I thought Lala was the reason why he wasn't leaving New York.
Mm-hmm. maybe that was the reason he went to leave New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just got to get away, you know? Like,
yeah, for sure. Got a new scene, for sure. But, hey, so do we think if D-Wade went to the OKC, do they beat the Warriors?
No, man. I think chemistry is the biggest thing, man. Like, the Warriors have had so much time, like, that nucleus has had so much time together to where, you know, their chemistry, their flow, everything is good. If you put, you know, Dwayne Wade with them, man, with the Thunder, like, they literally have four scores. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure if, like, sharing the ball in a fluid motion would work with the open Thunder. I mean, and, like, hey, man, and a lot of people aren't talking about this. Yo, Russell Westbrook, in a way, he holds the ball. You know what I'm saying? He needs the ball a lot in order for him to, like, be effective. So,
but he also passed. Like, if he could average 10 assists with Victor Oladipo and, like, nobody else, like, you know, then I got faith that he will find a way to get Melo the ball and, like, PG the ball. But he does need the ball a lot. You know, he needs – but they also need to trust him to, like, pass it. But,
right.
Like, I feel like it's going to be an injury that we don't expect. And, you know, the Warriors' whole, like strength was if somebody gets hurt, they still got, you know, Curry or Durant or somebody. But I feel like if, you know, enough teams stack up, then if one Warrior gets hurt or, you know, whatever, fucks up the flow, then they're in trouble.
Man, that is a great point, man. Because, like, in my opinion, there's only one guy that's irreplaceable on that team, and that's not even Curry, man. If you take Durant off of the Warriors, I think they're beatable, especially in the West. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of teams that kind of have everything that you need in order to beat that team. But when it comes down to Durant, you can have, you know, the best defender on him, and he can still get off the shot. He can do whatever he needs to do on the court. So you're definitely right, man. They're one injury away. Because they've been very, very fortunate as well. They haven't had any injuries, like any significant injuries, right?
Yeah, none. Right. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, because, man, you know, you got the Thunder, and then, you know, you got the Houston Rockets. I'm not sure CP3 is still as good because he swore that, you know, Melo might be coming up there. So I don't think the Rockets got enough to really challenge. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that?
I don't know how they're going to work together because I think CP3 is pretty ball dominant, but then also Harden needs the ball. And so I want to see how that's going to work out between the two of them. I mean, definitely Harden can work off of the ball, but I think for them to be successful, he needs to be more ball dominant. And is he going to play the two? And Chris Paul going to be at the point? Like, I'm interested to see.
Wait, dude, you know the funniest thing that I've seen in a couple of days? I guess they had the media day in Houston. They introduced CP3. And his face looked like it was a meme on the internet. I'm not sure where, but it was like, you said Melo was coming. And he had the fattest face in the history of the world. It's funny as hell.
Man, staying on the West, man, what did y'all think about Durant's tweeting fiasco? Well, what did y'all think about that?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead,
my nigga. My nigga. That is such a millennial thing to do. Like, you know what? Like, you're going to have your own little side account. Man, like, say it with your chest. Like, be like, nah, nigga, I don't like Donovan. And the only person I've had to play with was Russ. And, oh, I was so upset. Like, I ain't mad at him for it, but I'm just like, say it with your chest, dog, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And before I say this, I got to say, yo, anybody who hears this show, go out and download or go buy NBA 2K18. It's a great game. I don't know what that means, but
hold up. They ain't paying us to give them no plugs. Come on, dog.
I'm sorry. You got to speak it into existence. But every year when it comes out, one of the things I find fun is to pick my favorite team or a team I like and just simulate a year, right? I just simulate a season just to see what the game thinks, you know? And I simulated a year. I might have been Cavs or something. But one of the funniest things I found hilarious, the Thunder beat the Warriors when I simulated, and that was before the trade. So I feel like the game was saying, like, Westbrook is going to come back with some, like, revenge, you know what I mean? Because he's the MVP, Finals MVP. And I feel like it was a good move for them both, you know what I mean, where Durant moved on, and he said it himself in third person, but he said it himself that it was just him and Russ, and he couldn't win a ring with those guys. But I feel like, you know, if you look at the moves, right, the Thunder, they re-signed Russ, he stayed loyal, then they bring in Paul George for, like, a bag of chips, and then they trade some peanuts and a Coke for Melo. And it's like, they still got Steven Adams. They still got, you know what I mean? They got a good coach. You know, they got a couple little shooters. You know, they still need a shooting guard. But I think they're making moves, right? And even for what, like, they might be together for a year or two, you know? So it's like a short time, but they're making moves. And then you look at the Warriors, right? I mean, they won the title. They won, like, the most games in the regular season.
Right.
Durant got MVP, right? So you think that it's all, like, done. Like, all right, his move is solidified. Like, it's one of those things where LeBron, everybody killed LeBron, and then he won a ring in Miami, and then was just like, shut the fuck up. And everybody kind of shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with Durant, it's the opposite effect. And you know what I mean? It's so weird if you think about it. Like, when LeBron won his ring, it was like, yo, I got my ring, shut the fuck up. It was like, goddamn, this nigga's right. But with Durant, this nigga's still on Twitter. This nigga's on a burner Twitter, as Joel Embiid said. And this nigga gets called. As weird as Trump is as a president, and we'll get to that later in the show, I think it's weirder that the Finals MVP is on Twitter at 3 in the morning defending himself after he wins the Finals MVP and the championship. It's just weird.
Now, you know what it is, man. First of all, this is, you know, you're like an MVP type player. It doesn't mean that you're like, you know, kind of clownish, right? Like, there's a lot of lame cats who come out here and are bald. You know what I'm saying? But second of all, man, in terms of Durant, you know, inside, he definitely thinks that he kind of sold out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were one game away from beating these cats the year before, and then you're going to join them. So I think inside he understands, you know what, like, I made it really easy on myself, and I didn't take the hard road. You know what I'm saying? So he's defending himself in that way. But I definitely agree. I mean, fuck all the haters, bro. I got MVP. I got a championship. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to be no effort. Yeah, they ain't going to be no effort on this
course.
Straight up. And then if you win one, two more, people don't forget about that total. You know what I'm saying? But
you know what? You run the risk. You know what? You definitely run the risk. Now, in the moment, it seems like, you know, you got the Finals, MVP, you got the ring, everything's cool. You know, and personally, you couldn't tell me shit. I don't care. But you can tell it affects him because, you know, he didn't win it the right way. The only way to solidify it is to win, like, two or three, right?
But
all the moves, your best rival now and somebody who, if they make a couple more moves, I don't put it past OKC, if OKC fucks around and gets not even a ring, but if they get to the title, the championship, and knock you out, then your ring is hollow as fuck. Like, people are going to be like, yeah, you got a title, but you guys were 73-9 before you came. Shut the fuck up. You know? And it was just this. So it's kind of weird.
I think that's the biggest thing between, like, him going to the Warriors and LeBron going down to Miami. Because Miami, they didn't have anybody on the roster. Just Dwayne Wade, and they had to, like, build that up, like, from defense players on. But he went into, like, a very cush situation, just, like, at a piece. I'm not knocking him for it because, like, who doesn't want to, like, make their job easy? Like, I'm not trying to go to work and make my job more hard. Like, no, you know what? I can take this easy path, but I think I'm going to take this more difficult. So, hey, more
props to him. You know what, though? There is something to be said, though, for a challenge. Now, I mean, using your example, because that is something that's totally true. Like, you can't fault a guy for joining a great organization or a great company, right? But at the same time, you know, keeping LeBron in mind a little bit, that Miami move, I mean, to me, it was made for a reason. Like, you know, to compete with the Boston Celtics at the time, you know? And it was one of those things, like, dang, if I stay in Cleveland, I'm going to get my ass smoked by these motherfuckers. Like, you know, let's go to Miami, let's create a team to beat these motherfuckers. With the Warriors, it was kind of like, dude, they were already, like, the greatest, you know, kind of regular season team of all time. And I feel like, you know, in going back and revisionist it, if he joined the Spurs, even though the Spurs got Kawhi and they're, like, you know, Popovich and titles and shit, it was kind of like, even if he joined the Spurs, he still would have been the best player and probably would have won a ring there. And but it would have been like beating the Warriors. You know, like, I'm joining the Spurs to fucking fuck the Warriors up. You know, that would have been more respect or like more, you know. So if you have a company that's great and another one that's great, and you both could advance your career with both, and one's just like, they don't really, you know, they don't need you. You're just like, whatever, you know. And then the other one's just as esteemed, and they don't need you. Like, if you go with them, you're going to put them over the top. I mean, to choose the one that doesn't need you, if all things are the same, you know, it's just kind of weird. Like, that decision is not like, it'll never be understood, I guess. Like,
No. I feel you. But real quick, you mentioned the first, staying in the West, like, now the Spurs are, I mean, in my opinion, they're probably out of the top three, top four teams in the West. Right?
I think they're still better than Houston. I still think they're better than Houston. I mean, I don't know why, but I feel like Houston didn't get that much better. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, all Houston gained was old nut puncher. You know, that's Chris Paul's best move.
Yeah, but at least he got insurance, though. He got Cliff on his side. He got Cliff.
Yeah, but, man, I mean, man, I'm thinking, man, you know, like top four teams in the West, you know, the Warriors, and then you know, as of now, unless they don't click, it's got to be like the Thunder 2 or 3. And then I don't think the Clippers are good at all anymore. And then a team to watch out for, I think, is like the Trailblazers. I think they might be good. And then I think Minnesota might be good too.
Minnesota might be like top maybe 5. I don't think they'll make a lot of noise in the first year.
But they got Jimmy Butler, man.
Hold up. I think Jimmy Butler is like a top 10 player in the league right now. And I am like tempted to put the Timberwolves at like the number 3 or number 4 spot.
Well, I don't know. Like Ray said, chemistry is real big, and like I really like Karl Anthony Towns. Like, I love his game. I really like Gorgie Dang, I think his name is. I really like him.
Yep.
Tough. I like the roster, and I know they're gonna
play Wigan
defense. And Wiggins, I really like him. Yeah, his shoes are ugly as fuck, though. They
oh my god, Foot Locker.
I don't know what that means, but that nigga's shoes, like Adidas beat Jordan this year. They need to vamp his shit up. But Butler's dope. Who's the point guard though?
the man, the
Rubio,
point guard.
Rubio. Rubio.
Rubio.
No, Rubio
got traded, man.
They got Jeff Teague. I don't like Teague for that team. I don't know why, but that nigga can't shoot. I remember the Heat leaving that nigga open, like, every time when he was with the Hawks.
Yeah.
That nigga cannot shoot.
Yeah, he's streaky, man. He's streaky, straight up.
He's streaky.
All right, man. So now we got the West kind of like handled.
But before we move out of the West, I want to know, Jay, your hometown squad, the Lakers,
yep.
What do you think they're going to do this year?
I don't think they're going to do much. But I do think Lonzo Ball is the real deal. And I think they're going to be fun to watch. I think they're going to be a team that you just want to, like, you know, let me see what the Lakers are doing. I mean, it's going to be pretty dope. He's playing in the big baller brand shoes, you know, and I'm pretty sure he's going to have a couple great games.
You know what I heard he might do? Is so his baller brand shoes, he only wear them, like, every once in a while. But what he's going to do is the point guard he's going to go up against or the player he's going to be matched up against, he's going to wear that nigga's shoes. And cook him in his shoes. How tight would that be? Like, he's out here wearing, I don't know, he knows Cook Westbrook, but, you know, like, the Westbrook wears, like,
man, the West got a lot of guards, man.
He's going to have to play defense on the deep top guards in the league.
Yeah. He's not going to be playing a lot of D. I can tell you that now. I mean, if you saw De'Aaron Fox in the championship game, Ball's not going to be playing a lot of D, but I don't blame him because, you know, he's going to be trying to run the show and score and pass and all that shit. But, I mean.
But Jay, I tell you what, man, because, you know, I'm a ride-or-die Lakers fan as well. And the guy that impressed me during the summer league, I think if he stays healthy, he's just going to have, like, a blowout season as Brandon Ingram. I think he's...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's
I ain't definitely...
And he grew, like, 3 inches. He's almost seven feet now.
Yeah, Brandon Ingram, I heard, like, the rave reviews from, like, his 2 games. Then he was like, yo, this nigga just came back, like, on some shit. And who else? Kuzma. And Ball have a very nice relationship.
Jay, I think Kuzma's going to end up being the steal draft, bro.
For sure. What was he, like, the 27th pick or something?
Yeah.
That nigga, yeah. He definitely showed something. Like, he looked like me and my creative player. He definitely was catching them long passes. Let me get a dunk.
Hold up. Why did I take this nigga's right and say, he looked like me at Wicker Park?
Hey, that too. But you know what? I got one thing to say. I mean, we're getting out the West, but this kind of relates to the West a little bit, but more the East. But what do we say, you know, because one of the moves that I really liked was the Kyrie trade, because I think he's an idiot. I think Kyrie is an idiot. I call him Kylie. Because he's acting like a Kardashian, nigga. He's acting like a Kardashian. But that was a great move, getting Isaiah and Crowder. But what do we say if D-Wade signs with the Cavs like he's supposed to be going to do? So then they have, you know, LeBron, Isaiah, Wade, like they got Love. And then they still got that number one pick from the Nets. So if they move that for, like, DeMarcus Cousins, what do we say about the Cavs if they go into, like, the year with just, like, a five, like, Love, Cousins, LeBron, Wade, and Isaiah?
So I don't think they're going to do that because LeBron's not going to be there past this year. That was the whole reason why Kylie, as you call him, got out of there because that nigga knows what it was like to be in Cleveland without LeBron. He didn't want to be there anymore. So this was just a precursor, the nigga LeBron. Is already enrolling his kids in school out there in L.A. He's going to be a Laker next year.
At Notre Dame? Yep, he was doing Notre Dame. I used to live right by that school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice school, by the way, LeBron.
So having said that, Dan Gilbert's not an idiot. I mean, he is an idiot. But there's no way he's going to mortgage his future to, like, set up for a championship this year. So I think there's no way that they're going to move that number one pick from the Nets to compete for a championship this year because LeBron's not staying next year. It doesn't make sense for him to.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. Especially with like the type of players that are going to get the draft next year. If you look out and like one of these number one draft picks pans out to be a superstar, you know, that could be the next centerpiece of your future. So yeah, definitely, man. Like, there's no way that they're going to give up that number one pick. You know, even if it comes down to them having an opportunity to like, you know, win a championship. Because at the end of the day, if you don't feel as if you're good enough to beat the Warriors, why give up on your future? You know what I mean?
You know what? All right, exactly. Guys, overruled me, and I think you're both right. But just on some flagrant fellas, number one pick could go. It says DeMarcus, you get Anthony Davis. I might mortgage the future just for, like, if you understand that LeBron and Anthony Davis on the same team might be the greatest. Like,
oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Like, that. Yeah, that would be everything. And
yeah.
Anthony Davis in the East, like after LeBron leaves, that would be ridiculous because like who does he have? Just the Celtics to go up against and like.
Yeah, he might put up 15 rebounds and like 18 assists or some shit like that.
Man, my thing is though, man, like I don't know. I mean, not to stay on the LeBron topic, but why go to the West? You know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't make sense. It doesn't
make
sense.
You know how difficult it would be for you to get to the, you know, like if you stay in the East, you're literally guaranteed for the next 2 to 3 years to go to the finals every single year. Because there's nobody here to, like, really contest, you know? But, again, because, I mean, Jay, I totally agree. It's like DeMarcus Cousins or Anthony Davis can be reassured that, hey, you're going to be playing with LeBron for the next three years. They will sign, like, a short-term deal. You know what I'm saying? But
for sure.
Otherwise,
a two-year deal or something?
Exactly. Otherwise, the biggest is quick. Rest the player for the year, and then, you know, they'll go sign for L.A. So, you know.
You know, it's interesting, though. Like, if you look, we already touched on OKC, but Melo and Paul George both are out the East now. And those are, like, the only two guys that, like, you know, had some star. Like, who is in the East now other than LeBron and Kyrie? You know, like, and not even he's not even on that level yet. I don't, like, a changer for a franchise. I don't know.
I don't know. Kyrie is fucking, and that nigga can get his own shot, and, like, that's something to say.
I love I love his game, but it's just like, you know, Gordon Hayward.
It's a bomb. Like, Horford. Gordon Hayward wasn't even the number one option to get his own shot whenever he was in Utah.
I think it was Hood.
It was Johnson.
Oh, it was Johnson and then Hood and then Hayward or something like that.
Yeah. Like, well, that nigga plays like some old hickory, come on,
nigga,
and pop and shoot. Like, no.
Not to bring up 2K again, but I've tried to trade old Steph Alosha and like a next round pick for Al Horford. They're just like, yeah, nigga, take it. So I was like, damn, how good is this nigga? Because I didn't even affect my team to get him. I just needed somebody for boards. So I don't know. Like, Horford is like, all right, you know, but he was on the Hawks. If you remember the Hawks, they won like 65, 66 games or something like
a
couple
of
years.
Like Martin Carroll.
Like, yeah, first round.
Yeah. But, man, you know what it is, bro? Like, you know, Donald Trump always talks about fake news. Man, he's got a bunch of, like, fake stars. So, like, DeMar DeRozan is, like, a star in the East. I think he's a fake star. I think Kyle Lowry, he got paid fake star. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. There's a bunch of players in the East that, in my opinion, bro, like, they're just literally, like, fake stars. Like, in the West, they would be complimentary players. Because, you know, Paul George, he was good. But I'm not sure if Paul George is really that, like, superstarish, right?
No. I think
I like Paul George. I like Paul George. Only reason, because I've seen him go head-to-head with LeBron and hold his own for a little bit longer than most people. You know what I mean? Like, he really guarded LeBron and then scored on the other end and then came back and guarded LeBron. I mean, you know, he still lost, but, I mean, it was a valiant try. I got to say, you know, Paul George. But that was before he broke his leg in half.
Oh, my gosh. I still see that. Ugh.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
hold up.
Horrible.
Speaking of Paul George, what do you think about his shoes, them PG-13?
Those are true. I'd rather him, I don't know, I'd rather wear some Shaqs. But
my nigga, I was looking at them. I was like, I need some new shoes to work out in. You know, just some, they're cheap. They're like 110. I thought about getting them, and I was like, I don't like that strap that goes across the front. So
yeah, I don't like those. I don't like. Some people, it seems like they like. I mean, like Ray said, they're fake stars. So I feel like some like executives would be like, let's find Paul George, give him some workout shoes. You know, it's like.
Anyway, sorry to derail, but
I know, Jay, right? Yes,
Jay and myself are some sneakerheads, Ray. Right, nigga, you know, because we
know.
I was down there at
Ray said, "Fuck y'all, nigga, y'all ain't getting
hold
in
up,
love with sneakers."
Hold up. Why did I go down to Ray's bachelor party and all I packed was Jordans?
Hold on.
And I was like, nigga, you didn't bring no other shoes? And I was like,
Hey, man, it's all good, man. You know what's messed up, though, man? Like, I really think it's like a light skin, dark skin thing, man, because I think if you got on some Steph Curry's, you can get into the club. But if you got on some Jordan's, that is, man, I can win, bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's a fan of a family man.
All right, man, like, the cats that wear, like, you know, Steph Curry shoes most likely, like, drive a Buick. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got some Jordans, man, you probably got some type of Cadillac.
You got a Cadillac. 100%.
Yeah. No, so if you got on some Steph Curry, it's like, oh, he's good. This nigga must grew up in a white neighborhood.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
You got off some Jordans. How that nigga?
Yeah, this nigga from the South Side. I already know what you're doing.
Bro, real talk
to the warehouse.
Yo, you can work at a bank and wear Steph Curry's with that, and it was just black, and it was like busted. Straight up.
Y'all know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, bro. I got a pair of Steph Curry's just because I feel like it gives me better relations with the police. How you doing, sir?
That is good. Hey, since I just bought this house out here in this white neighborhood in the northern suburbs of Chicago, I should get me a pair of Curry's to walk around in. That way they know
definitely.
I'm safe.
You can meet some neighbors. You can meet some neighbors finally. Like, yeah, damn. You know, like, every time you go to the mailbox, just tie your shoe. That's a patented move. You tie your shoe, they look down. They're like, oh, my God, are those Curry's?
did you see it? He had on the Air Dad 2.
Some Stephens.
Be safe.
They call them the Stephens. Okay, so what do we think about the Philadelphia 76ers? Because I think their starting five is interesting. I think they got, three top picks now? They got and Simmons and Embiid. But I'm not sure what they have. Like, you know, I think they're going to be good for the East. I think they might make the playoffs. I mean, with three goals.
Most definitely. Go ahead, Ray.
It's all health, bro. With them, like they just had so much bad luck in terms of people getting hurt for like, no, not like a couple weeks. Exactly, man. So I think if they stay healthy and then they have that chemistry together, man, like they could be a force, you know?
Yeah. Because I really think the 76ers means the games they gonna miss. Like the 76 games and shit. They
yeah, niggas
only play six games.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, they got a lot of cat. Like, you know, even the Jahlil Okafor, he can be okay. You know what I'm saying? They got Roddy.
They still got him, right?
76. Yeah, man.
They should have moved him, like, right away. Because he has like a 90s, 80s game. Like, he can't stretch. And he just like, can post up to the basket. And you,
right.
I was reading this that his when he's on the court, the numbers go down. But you don't want that. Adam, was he like the number two pick or number three pick? Because he was after D'Angelo.
Because the Bulls love Eddie Curry type niggas, like for real. They love.
That's hilarious.
You know, you want to know where a good place for him to be? And I hate to say it, like, moving to the West is on the Thunder because they need a rim protector.
Oh, yeah. They have Steven Adams.
That's right. Yeah, I totally forgot about Steven Adams, old pirate.
Right. Yeah, he looked like a damn pirate of the
Thunder being this nigga.
Oh, while we're still in the East, what do you guys think about, and I don't think they made any moves, but the Wizards and Ray's boy, old John Wall.
Oh, Ray got beef with John Wall. You know what? Ray, you want to take glory? Because I know you want to address some niggas that they're hating on you.
Nah, man. Ain't nobody hating, man. You know what I'm saying? John Wall got that big contract, man. You know, we're proud of him, man. You know what I'm saying? Good karma going his way.
But I really like him. I say all that
to say that the women going to be trash, man.
I think they fucked themselves up. You know why? I don't know what it was. I think it might have been the Grant. It might have been Carmelo. I don't forget what player was out there, but John Wall basically said, Otto Porter ain't shit, nigga. Let's get this nigga.
Oh,
and
that's right. I remember that. And I like Otto Porter. I like his game.
I like Otto Porter. Yeah, he went to Georgetown, too. Like, you know, hometown, like, hometown kid. I feel like I forget what player it was, but it was like, yo, if we get him, fuck Otto Porter. And I'm
It was Paul George. He was like, if we can get, which that is true, but you shouldn't, if he's supposed to be the leader of the team,
yeah,
you can't say that. Even
it's like,
Paul
replacing me off the podcast. I'm like, yeah, yo, Ray, cool, but yeah, if we can get motherfucking Omar S. Fuck that.
That's what I agree, man.
Hit me on the microphone.
Because, like, man, the only way I think the Wizards of Net would have had a chance is if they would have been able to get one of these really, you know, big name type of power forwards, or like small forwards, right? Because that's the one piece that I think they're kind of missing. But we'll see,
yeah,
man. You know what I'm saying?
And Bradley Beal, man, he has a jumper for sure. Like,
oh, his jumper is so wet. It looks so,
yeah, it's so wet. Yeah, it's so wet. But he definitely needs to pass that shit to me, because I definitely would do more with it. You know, because I feel like he's underachieving.
Well, first of all, he keeps getting injured. Like, when has he played a full season? Like, he hasn't?
I don't think so. I don't think he has. Yeah, I don't think he has at all.
Shout out to Theo, because he's from St. Louis.
Yeah, but he don't think St. Louis anymore. It's just around there. But what do you think about basketball players, man, that wear ankle braces, knee pads, and like all those slider joints? It feels like there's something wrong with their legs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? And, you know what? It's a mental thing. Like it. I mean, I understand like a couple pads here and there. You know what I mean? My creative player on 2K definitely has a couple corner bands here and there. But I feel like if you put your whole fucking like whole limb and appendage in like a sleeve, you're telling your mind there's something wrong with me. You know, so like you're more opposed to getting hurt there. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. It's one of those things where, if you're playing, you know, you look at yourself like, I'm all right, you know what I mean? You keep going. But, like, if you put, like, a Band-Aid on, you know, say some gauze or some shit, then you might be like, I got to sit out. I don't know. It's one of those mental things.
Yeah. I don't like it. It's weird. I don't know.
Well, when Bradley Beal's playing, bro, he looks like a mummy. His whole body is just covered. Just wrangle out.
That might be one of the reasons, man, he's underachieving, man, because they can't ball in, like, fucking a goalie outfit. Like, you're playing the wrong sport, nigga.
You know what,
man?
This could be, I'm going to kind of halfway stay on the same topic. I'm happy that Nike got the NBA contract so we can get rid of those stupid sleeve jerseys, like looking like the YMCA squad. Did y'all like them?
Man, why were they trying to push those so hard?
I have no idea.
I saw players on the court actually cutting them down.
Yeah,
that's
pretty weird. I ain't gonna lie, man. I kind of like the Bulls ones though. The only ones I like was like the Bulls. And it was another team.
The Warriors had some clean ones. But
the Warriors, I think, because it was a big logo, like a really big one. And I mean, for certain teams it looked cool, but for other teams it looked like you were going to like a soccer game or something like.
Yeah,
you know,
like your YMCA league team. What's your
team?
Yeah,
like, nah, we didn't even have – we have better shit in YMCA than that shit. On Tuesday, you probably got a better jersey at work.
Exactly. Man, Man, one more thing on this whole basketball thing, man. You know how, like, you know that we're kind of in the Lost Chronicles of life, man? You know, like, we're getting older. You know that, you remember, like, when we used to hoop, like, kids used to always wear the ankle socks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we were actually showing our ankle, mm-hmm. and we were wearing, like, high-top sneakers while we hooped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we used to make fun of cats who wore, like, you know, the low tops with the high socks.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what's happening, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't seen an ankle on the court in, like, at least 3 years.
Straight up, man.
Missing in action.
Bro, these cats is only showing their ankles when they're wearing dicks. You know what I'm saying? Straight
mm-hmm.
up.
It's a new age, man. It's definitely a new age, man. It takes getting used to, but, you know, I don't judge. If niggas don't think they got nice ankles, it's cool.
Oh, no, that's 100%, man.
I just chop it up to new niggas. Every time I see something, I'm like, these damn new niggas. Hey,
I mean, seriously,
the
MVP of the league the MVP of the finals is on Twitter changing accounts and speaking for himself. And niggas is not showing their ankles anymore. Yo, you're right, Ray. Shit is changing.
Bro, same thing, bro. Hey, man, when you got fuck you money, you know what I'm saying? You got $200 million, but you up here talking to a motherfucker in the corporate world making fuck out of here, dog.
Yeah, right. You fucked up. Well, moving on to that.
While we're still on NBA, what do we think about their president, rescinding, like, hey, I know you weren't going to come, but now I pulled back my offer. You can't come.
I mean, that's just some, like, childish shit. I mean, you know, Trump is childish as fuck. And that's all the whole reason we back, because this nigga is childish as fuck. We need to get flagrant with this nigga. But you know what? Trump is like a kid or something, like, yo, fuck your party. Like, you're not invited to my party anyway. Or some shit. Like, what? I wasn't coming to your fucking party, nigga. Fuck your party, you know? It's like, you can't run a country. And then this nigga, like, brags that the Penguins are coming to the White House. So I'm like, who? And then I did remember the Penguins won the NHL Stanley Cup. But I was like, I mean, only white people care. So it's more racism. You know what I mean? Where it's kind of like, and first of all, how many people in the NHL are immigrants? I just want to know.
Bro, most of those motherfuckers are Canadian, bro. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers in the U.S. don't be playing hockey. I guarantee you, like, I would, you know, again, I'm ignorant to hockey. I don't watch the shit. You know,
ignorant, too, but I would guess 90% of players in the NHL from, like, Russia, Canada, mm-hmm. fucking Finland or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's happy to have them come to the White House, but not good old American household stories. You know what I mean?
If he don't watch out, one of them slobbers gonna snatch his wife from him.
nah, man. Those, you know what? I was about to say something inappropriate, so I'm not even gonna say it. But yeah, usually. they all about the money, man. You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump got that paper, bro. You know. As long as you got that paper, that's all that matters. Straight up.
Hold up. Well, I ain't never seen his tax return.
I ain't seen his tax return either, bro. Like, I don't know.
Nah, man. You're 100% right, man. You know what
I'm saying? They say 50 cent, bro, but I saw him in the strip club with a lot of bills, right? Strip club with a lot of bills.
That's pretty funny. But yeah, man, like, you know, the fact that sports and politics are kind of getting, you know, put into each other's faces right now. It's something that's very interesting, you know. Like, a lot of people try to use sports as an outlet, you know, something to take their minds off of life. But in my opinion, like, if you're using sports to take your mind off of life, then you got your life in order. Because at the end of the day, the reality of life right now is, you know, race tension is 100% here. Like, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I feel like a lot of people that's older than us, maybe 50 down, like from like the 35 to 55 range, them some bitch ass niggas, all right? Just go ahead and say it because, you know, this had Muhammad, Mahmoud Abdul Rauf, Chris Jackson.
Yeah.
You know
yep.
what I mean?
I remember
back,
that.
Back in the day, he was a Kaepernick. Nigga, he's like, fuck this anthem. Yeah, I'm living up to the morals of America, blah, blah, blah. Niggas just let that nigga just go ahead. Like, he was in the prime of his career. They was like, all right, nigga, you ain't signed. And niggas just kept on, like, you know, Michael Jordan or whatever. And I feel like if niggas had a backbone, you know, we would have boycotted the NBA then. You know, like, if people cared. And I feel like, you know, a lot of older people now see Kaepernick and see young people really, like I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I ain't watched a football game the whole year so far, but I'm still doing my fan duel, nigga. Stevie Wonder style. You know, I got to get this money, though, but I'll
hold
to that.
So, hold up. That's all I want to tell. Jay, you're not watching NFL. Ray, are you watching?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm a Chiefs fan, so I've watched all three of their jobs. You know
you watch your team, though, and you ain't watching other shit? Or you watch, you know, you just don't watch?
I mean, man, not really. But, I mean, I'm not, I don't know. In my opinion, man, it's like me boycotting the NFL. Is that really doing something? Like, are you guys boycotting watching the NFL?
So, yeah, well, so, I mean, me personally, or my bad, B, but, like, me personally, I just, like, I'm a Raiders fan, you know. You're a Chiefs fan, so we got beef a little bit, you know. But
right.
It's kind of like, you know, and we had like Lynch back, you know. We have a good quarterback. We got a good receiving core. We're just like, all right, excited about the year. But I don't know. Like the closer it got, I was just like, you know what? If I don't like need to watch, you know, and I felt, you know, it was the Kaepernick thing that got the start. But when the nigga from the Cowboys got kicked off the team for the stolen ID, you know what I mean?
The bullshit that they thought that he was lying about, yeah.
Right. When the nigga got arrested, they stole his identification, and he got kicked off the team. Like, nigga, I was at practice. What the fuck you talking about? It was like
right.
Another state. It was like in Virginia. His nigga was in Texas. And, like, they're just...
Hello, Ray, Jay, I think we lost you, buddy.
Yeah, man, I'm on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I talked about Riley Cooper saying fuck niggas, and nigga got signed to a new deal. They traded LeSean McCoy and Deshaun. So I was just like, you know what? There's a lot of shit. And Ray, I'll say this. All this shit is happening off the field, you know? Like, most of my things, the kneeling shit is happening on the field, but I don't feel like that's like a thing to be crazy over. But all this shit is happening off the field and niggas getting rewarded and then, like, other niggas getting their jobs back. Like, Dante Stallworth killed a man drunk and he got a job again. You know what I mean? This shit is happening off the field. And the Patriots cheated on the field. And the niggas tried to cover that up and shit. I was just like, yo, football is ass backwards, so I'm not going to watch. And I started to watch, like, maybe not a week, not 2 weeks. Now it's been, like, 3 weeks. I'm just like, man, fuck football.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel you, man. I totally feel you.
I'll go with it now.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Jay. I was going to not watch, but so first of all, my football watching has gone down like immensely since I had kids, and I just feel like the product on the field isn't as good as it used to be. I mean, football couldn't like continue to go at the rate that it did, but like through 2000 up until now. But I feel like boycotting the NFL, it's not going to really hurt them that much. So I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about, like, the best way to boycott would be to boycott their sponsors, like the same way they were able to get, what's his name, Bill O'Reilly up out the paint because they started boycotting his sponsors. So I felt like if we boycott, like, NFL sponsors, like, that would be more of a hit against them. So I'm not actively seeking games, and I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm from Missouri. I was a Rams fan for a little bit just because they had Isaac Bruce, but my whole family is all Chiefs fans. And so I watched the Chiefs game, and that's about it. So I'm not really on board, but I'm not quite back at it.
I definitely respect that. Like, I was going to just watch the Raider games, and I think we're 2-1 now or something. So, I mean, we're having a good year. We're starting off good. But it's really, you know, like a couple Sundays, I went out and just, like, actively did shit, you know, so I wouldn't watch, or, like, I wouldn't just get the Jones to watch. So, like, we went, like, downtown Chicago, went to, like, the movies, went to the week, you know, just did shit. I walked in Buffalo Wild Wings for a minute. I think the Tennessee game was on or something. I was just like, oh, you know. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do something else. Peace out, niggas, you know. So, but back to my FanDuel, because this shit is really hilarious, because I'm still doing FanDuel for sure, because I feel like I still got a chance, because I know niggas, you know, I know who the players are to some degree. But who are these new niggas? Like, if you Chiefs fan, who the fuck is Kareem Hunt? I feel like this nigga just came out of nowhere.
Bro, this man was, like, he wasn't even going to start, but our starting running back, he ended up having a season-ending injury towards ACL, right? So, man, where? And, bro, like, you know,
he scored 30 points a game.
Yeah, man, so we traded up to get Kareem Hunt, and he was a double. He wasn't even, like, he was an F, right? So I guess that's, like, he goes D1, but it's, like, lower D1.
Yeah, D1
and,
double, the old D1 double F.
Yeah, exactly, man. So he was just tearing it up there, bro. Like, he was just getting, you know, he was leading that league in everything, right? So we picked him up, and this dude just shining, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know who he is, but I know who he is now, because I'm like, yo, FanDuel, I would never pick Kareem Hunt, because I only pick niggas that I know, you know what I mean, from past years. So I'm the nigga who's still picking Jamal Charles at FanDuel for no reason.
Hey, Jamal. Hey, he had a good game with the Broncos last week, I heard.
Oh, he did? Oh, shit. See, I wouldn't know. Like,
only reason I know, so I'm playing fantasy, but I'm not watching any NFL games other than the Chiefs. And so I picked him up off of waivers. I saw him on there. And he had a lot of points for me on my bench. I'm like, I'm going to start this nigga coming up here pretty soon.
So I mean, I read the little FanDuel blips about the player and, like, just stream back for the Broncos and stuff. Yeah, what the fuck is Jamal Charles get on the Broncos? That's straight. Well, I don't know. I've been gone that long.
Yeah, man, we cut Jamal last year. So, but hey, man, what are y'all thoughts on LeBron saying that Trunks a bum? And I quote,
a bum. I feel like Nike should have made them shirts already. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's the mind
to sell.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm gonna cop them in every color.
Yeah, niggas talk about you bum, but I definitely would feel bad if I walked by a real bum. I gotta give some money. I feel like that'd be good for, like, donations and shit, because you can't walk by a fucking homeless man when you're going on a date or something in the you bum shirt.
Right.
You still read, you know what I mean?
But man, the interesting thing is like, I'm not sure. I think it was either ESPN or, like, Fox that had a poll that said how many people agree with what's going, like, how many people agree with what Trump said, right, in terms of, you know, whoever's doing some type of protest, the owners should just fire, and I quote, that son of a bitch, right? And to my surprise, man, I think it was like 89%, 88% of the people agreed with what Trump said. So in a way, man, we're kind of in the minority. Literally and figuratively, you know what I mean? So,
I think, where did they poll? Were they in Alabama and polled a bunch of white people that don't have jobs and sitting around on minimum, you know, getting paychecks from the government, yet they're talking about what about the kids in Chicago and all that stuff? So
exactly.
I think you got to look at where they polled, but, like, to kind of piggyback off of that, I think that it's kind of ridiculous that now all of these NFL owners and, like, all these players want to co-opt and be like, oh, we're against Trump, and so we're going to take a knee, like, totally, like, forgetting and, like, totally overlooking, like, the whole reason why Kaepernick was taking a knee was that so that our people aren't getting shot in the streets. And so
it's
now
crazy how
and
you kick the nigga out the league, but then you kick the nigga out the league for taking a knee, and then you won't sign him to a team even. You sign Dante Culpepper, motherfucking goddamn Tom Marinovich got signed.
Ben,
all types of
Ben Roethlisberger, how many bitches has he raped?
Right. And yeah. the bitches got raped. I don't know if they bitches. Goddamn.
I'm on a roll. Like the women that he raped, it's ridiculous.
And you kick them out the league, then you start to boil. And then you support every other player.
Yeah, man. It's wild,
it's
crazy, man.
But you know what? It's one of those things where they totally hijack the meaning of the protest, like Brandon said, you know, and now they're doing it against Trump. So fuck Muslims, fuck Mexicans, fuck women, fuck the pussies, fuck everything. But don't call the mama son of a bitches, you know what I mean? Because that'll make you get off ass.
I think what the owners had the most, like what hurt them the most, or like what they're quote-unquote taking a stand against, is that how he was talking about the NFL's ratings are going down. So like, hey, we're still big and bad. We're the NFL. We're still the best sport in the U.S. Don't talk about us. We're going to take a knee now.
Well, you know what? It's one of the things, Brandon, Ray, it's one of those things. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but okay. So on one side, you got me, right? Just say, use me as an example. Somebody who loves football, loves freedom, loves free speech, you know, loves black people and, like, all people, you know. And I'm just like, you know what? I mean, like, we ain't even mentioned the CTE. We ain't mentioned a lot of shit. Like they're canceling games right now in Ohio, of all places. Texas, I think, too. Like, kids in the lower leagues don't have enough players to even get a game in, you know, like they got to forfeit games and shit. So parents are already like holding their kids back. You see all the guaranteed deals and contracts that's not in football. So people are like, yo, fuck this sport. But you got us, you got people like me, like I'm not going to watch that shit because, you know, dudes are getting brain damage. Niggas are going to start committing suicide, some pain, you know, homicide, all types of shit, right, in the coming years. Like, mark my words. So you got me saying I'm not going to watch. But then you got a racist, hateful bigot, you know, on the other end of the spectrum. Like, I'm not watching that fucking shit because them niggas are taking knees and shit, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so the NFL, I mean, from the spiritual regular side that we're on, and like the NFL is just the only people like losing both sides. So it's not one of those things where, like, you know, one side is like, all right, you know, get out of here. Everybody's not going to watch soon.
And one of the things that a lot of people like didn't mention from Trump's speech, because I actually watched the whole speech, because I watch politics. I'm always, like, on CNN. I don't know why I'm trying to, like, put all this negativity in my head, but it's interesting to me to kind of see how, you know, Fox might say something, CNN might say something, MSNBC might say something on the same topic, but totally get a different interpretation of it. But I say all that to say this. In Trump's speech, he also mentioned how he doesn't like that now there's so many penalties called when people are hitting each other, right? And he was kind of mentioning, basically, the head-to-head collisions. He was like, why are they calling for penalties on that? This is football. But I interpreted that as, you know, you black folks are here to play a game to entertain us, right?
And destroy yourselves.
And destroy yourselves. Who cares if you get hurt? Why, you know, this is what football is.
You're getting paid.
Shut up.
Man, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Just shut up and get paid and do this. And Jay, I totally agree with you. If you're a man like me, you know, when I have kids, there's no way that my kids are going to be playing football. I don't see the advantages of it, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, yeah, you can get a scholarship, but the long-term effects, I don't think they're worth it, you know?
And that's something that America in itself has lost nuance. Like, if you look at, like, fucking nuance of sports, the reason the league is, like, 75% black or 70% black or something, you know, is, like, because that's what niggas play for. Like, it's kind of hard if you come from a broke family to get a scholarship to school, a free ride, without playing sports. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, I'm playing for football. Dude. We about to play cornerback, wide receiver, return kicks. I'm doing all this shit. Like, I'm about to impress the scouts, you know? So, I mean,
when people, I mean, like seriously, it's one of the reasons.
Hey, Jay, you're cutting out, so start over again, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
No, sorry about that. I was just saying, like, you know, when you're in the hood, you're broke. I mean, you definitely play cornerback, wide receiver, return kicks. You know what I mean?
Everything.
You get water.
Yep.
You do everything to impress the scouts because you're trying to get a free ride because you're trying to make that dough at the end of the day. But I feel like, you know, if you look at it, I mean, you're trying to prove yourself, and you go through, like, high school, college, you get to the pros, and then at 30 years old, if you make it to 30 years old, I mean, like, what, Carmelo just got traded, and he's, like, 33. You know, he might get another deal. D-Wade's, like, 35 or something. Might get another deal. I mean, at 30, you're at the Walmart by Brandon's house. Cussing them out for taking down all the fucking appliances in the iPod tray. You're like, oh shit, nigga,
that you can watch on TV. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, man, you're right, man. You're right. Brandon, let me ask you something, man. So, would you have your son play football or no?
I don't know, because, you know, I played football in college.
Of course.
And, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I never had a concussion or anything. I mean, playing quarterback, and I was elusive like that nigga Vic.
Yeah, that offensive line, huh? That Missouri offensive line.
But I don't know. I had to think about it. I definitely want them to play basketball or baseball, preferably. But
right.
Soccer, maybe. Shit.
Hey,
a lot of money.
The crazy thing though is, man, like, you know, I was a college soccer player, and the soccer players get more concussions than even football players.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Soccer and volleyball both get concussions at higher rates than football players.
But I definitely think, man, like, seriously, mark my words, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, man, because, you know, 100% of brains that they've tested so far, football players have CTE, right?
That's no, it was 99 point whatever percent. But
nigga, we black.
Did you
see that Aaron Hernandez was stage 3 CTE, and that nigga's only 27, and he hasn't played in the NFL since he was 23?
Right. But man, and that's what I'm saying. Like, look, I'm not kidding. Like, there's going to be a rat, like Junior Seau. I just remember him because, you know, he killed himself and shit, you know what I mean? But I do remember when he was playing, you know, that's part of my childhood. It's just certain people that I remember, like a moment in time. And I remember Junior Seau came across as, like, an All-American, just good dude, you know, like always just in front of the cameras, trying to smile, trying to, like, you know, just be – He represented the NFL well. I'm just going to say that. Like, he was a good player to come across to kids. You know what I mean? And then if you got a guy like that retire and kill himself, like, just fucking couldn't take it, whatever it is, you know, like, I feel like there's going to be so many players that we know right now that are going to just, like, you're going to hear bad stories, you know? Like, and I don't know if you saw a video, but there's, like, a lineman or something. And he had, like, a breakdown, and he just ran through a plate glass door. Like,
yeah.
Like the police came, and he just ran straight through the plate glass door and didn't even know why.
Hold up. That wasn't because of CTE. That nigga was smoking that. It was that synthetic weed he was smoking. And that's why
that
he ran through that.
I don't know, man. That sounds like dust.
That sounds like what smoky was all about.
Now, Craig, I know you don't smoke, Craig.
Hold on. That nigga ran through that plate glass door. Then they ended up finding him in a chicken coop 2 nights later.
100%, man. 100%. Man, that, you know what that sounds like? You remember when Cap was on them bath salts eating people? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, my nigga, yes.
Yeah.
I do remember. Look, all jokes aside. I do really feel like football has like a 30-year or less shelf life, and I feel like the protests and all, like the white people being mad about them, is just accelerating the timeline.
But Jay, I'm gonna just say one thing. Do you know why I disagree?
Why?
Man, because of like, bro, I'd say in like 15 years, man, Kathy's gonna have like a replacement brain, you know, replacement arm with all the AI and shit.
You're gonna look like Jax on Mortal Kombat.
just like what's that movie? Repo Man.
Repo Man was a classic, dog. Gee, was that with Wesley Snipes?
No. That nigga was with Forrest Whitaker.
That was Demolition. That was a classic, nigga.
So, man, do you think they're going to allow cats with, like, artificial, like, legs in the NFL in the 15 years? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, are you saying what you're saying? Is Ray saying that Cats is going to be like Oscar Pistorius in the NFL? This is crazy, man. What's the next topic, dude?
Oh, man. Hold up. We've been at this too long. I'm in my 30s now, as you always are as well, and I got two kids, and one of them's going to be waking up pretty soon. So let's
you
get some shout
breast,
out.
And,
oh, of course. No, but after my wife,
lick with gold.
After my wife breastfeeds, she's like, "Here you go, nigga. You rocking back to sleep. I'm going to sleep now."
I used to hate that shit. I used to be having that with a bag on my shirt, and I used to, you know, the little milk bags.
Yep.
I had to put that on my chest like it was a breast. It really got me appreciating life.
Daddy Diaries.
And next week on Daddy Diaries. All right, let's get some shout outs and get up out here. So, Jake.
Yo, before we get shout outs, man, we got to have Ray get somebody a paper.
Oh, hold up. We got to
bring
it back.
Somebody deserves it.
From 2013, pay raise. Who gets it, Ray? Yeah.
Damn, man, like I'm prepared, but I guess I'll just go like.
Wait, talking about Ray. Fuck that. You know, 5 minutes before the show, you texted us yesterday and said that you was in a car with some Mexicans somewhere at a fucking traffic stop. So you gotta get the payday to your fucking occupants in the vehicle.
Hey, man, like it was kind of weird. I fell asleep in the car and then I was awakened by a police officer, and he asked me if I knew how to speak English. And it felt like I was speaking English to him, but if I'm saying habla español, habla español. anyway, man, like the rest of that story needs to be told on a platform that's more private. So, but yeah, you know, you can tell the
who gets a pay raise, G?
Man, I think the pay raise this man has to go to Travis Scott, bro. You know, he shot up.
Oh, my nigga.
Bro, he shot up Kanye.
It's lit.
You know what I'm saying? He's gonna, like, regardless if he puts out another song, another single, writes on another song, abuses another song, he's paid, man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him for doing what Tiger could not do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Travis Scott for sure, because he definitely was like a Kanye protege, and now he has a little sister. I don't know how that works, but shout out to Travis Scott.
Hold up. My nigga was sitting there with a dirty Mackin. Like, hey, Kylie, he ain't treating you like he should be. Just sitting in the background, just like, I can teach you better. I know I could.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, shout out to Travis Scott, but I don't know how hard it is to take a chick from a nigga named Tiger. Like, Tiger? Really? Like, this is my competition, gentlemen. Well, shout out to, I want to send a couple shout outs. Shout out to Sloane Stephens. Shout out to her, you know what I mean, for winning the U.S. Open from, like, ranked 37,000 or some shit. She was, like, ranked, shout out to French Montana just for like having a nice hit song where he like raps like three seconds.
That's so funny. That's so true.
The Unforgettable song is dope as fuck, but I swear to God, I timed that shit. It was like, came on like 2 minutes and like 36 seconds. I'm like, yo, this nigga on the radio, three seconds. Shout out to fucking Little Tykes, because my daughter loves that shit. I don't know, like, they make nice vehicles. But nigga, they got gap, I got gap coverage. Yo, shout out to a lot of niggas, but shout out to everybody out there just keeping it positive, living with love, you know what I mean, paying attention to, like, what's going on and not, you know, keeping their mind closed, you know what I mean, and that's my shout out for the week.
All right, right.
Man, I just want to give, I got a few shout outs to give out to, man. Shout out to, like, all the men out there that are single and know that summer, you know, is kind of the past and they're trying to figure out who they're about to cuff for when it's season. You know what I'm saying?
Season is upon us. Cuffing season is upon us.
Exactly. I'm married now, so, you know, I've got an all season joint.
You got a Range Rover. It's an all-terrain vehicle.
Yeah, man, it's kind of like all-season tires, you know what I'm saying? And then, yo, man, big shout-out to LeBron James for doing something that MJ never did. You know what I'm saying? MJ was all about the dollars, you know. MJ was a guy who said, and I quote, "Republicans buy sneakers too." So shout out to LeBron, you know, not caring about his pockets, even though he's made millions and millions of dollars. And then one more shout out. And Brandon, I'm sure you can guess this one. You ready for it?
Okay.
Yo, man, shout out to St. Louis, man. You know what I'm saying? Because at some day, St. Louis is our big NASCAR fan, and NASCAR said, we will not tolerate anyone doing a silent protest. So shout out to NASCAR. That's me being facetious if you didn't, you know, get my words. But yeah, shout out to them.
Fuck them. Yo,
I was waiting on that.
Yeah. Yo, late shout out to the Dodgers for winning like 50 straight games and then losing like 15 straight games. What the fuck's wrong with them?
Crazy. All right.
Baseball.
Shout out to daycare, taking $800 a week. Man, like, a nigga could be walking clean, but, you know.
Jesus.
I got to do it for the kids. I'm so sorry about that. I don't know if you can tell it in my voice. But, you know what? Shout out to my boy Ray and Jay. I need y'all. And I'm out here with these white folks going to PTA meetings. And doing stuff like that, and this white wonderland, I was like, I need to holler at my boys so that way I can stay sane. So shout out to both of y'all for agreeing to bring this podcast back to life so I can feel like I'm still a nigga.
Yeah, man, right? And like, you know, this was like just a warm-up, man. You know, Cassie's going to get a little bit better, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. We apologize for the audio. I'm going to get it cleaned up, but definitely going forward, we're going to be back up that peak. So... without further ado, Lakers fellas, we'll holler at y'all, grown man style, and we out.
Eat your peas.
Is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let out the antidote. Sunday, do it all again on Monday. Spend the check on a weekend. Oh my God. I might do it all again.
It's bullshit.
I just hit a three-peat. Fuck three hoes I met this week. I don't do no old hoes. My nigga, that's a no. The feds, oh no.
hills is all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show.
Low key at the night show. So don't you